Ciao.
Healthy
four,
thank you, sir. Change it up.
This is.
We can try something different. This,
is it my birthday?
it is. Today's Jack's birthday.
Welcome back, you motherfuckers.
Yes, we are fucking. We're changing it up on you.
Oh, it feels weird.
Yes, welcome back.
Yeah, it's my first time.
See, Jackson on the fuckery too. You guys thought that he was over here just being like, I can't believe your motherfucking ever.
Oh yeah, but I never swear on this fucking podcast.
Now I feel weird not saying it.
I know, it's odd.
I'm gonna just call motherfuckers throughout the whole show.
You should, that's fine.
I don't know, man. What's on the horizon? Dofo dinner?
Dofo dinner and Topgolf.
Topgolf.
Yeah. Okay. Nathan should be racing soon.
Oh man, that kid. We talked about him
today in our episode.
Yes.
And I told my dad, I said, because my dad called me, he goes, you know, you say I never check in on you. And I was like, you must have talked to Johnny fucking Frostbite. Uh-huh. And he said, yes, he had. So hello, shout out to my dad.
What's up, Pops?
Out in Tennessee. Hope everything's well today. Mm.
All right, so I hope, man. So back to the buying things on a whim. we bought this. It's called King's Creek Black Label Tennessee Sour Mash Whiskey. It's 80 proof, minimum 4 years aged. So I don't know that means that it went for more or that they're just putting it out there.
At least four.
I don't know. That sounds like you're full of shit. But, okay, whatever.
We did it for at least four. Sounds like an excuse.
Yeah, fucking, you know. Oh, it tastes like shit? Oh, we should have done it for five.
Maybe we did it like four and four and a month.
Yeah, we fucked it up. See, we should have pulled it out at four. Bottled in Minnesota.
Okay.
Whatever. We'll fucking try it.
Let's do it. Tennessee whiskey bottled in Minnesota. It's not suspect.
Not even a little bit.
It's strange. While you're pouring that, I'll do our shameless self-promotions. YouTube Shattered Wisdom. Instagram Shattered Wisdom Podcast.
Yep.
TikTok Shattered Wisdom. Facebook Shattered Wisdom. X at Shattered Wisdom. And then obviously our Instas. I am Shattered Wisdom _ Jack. And he is Shattered Wisdom _ Jarrett. Ooh, hey, by the way, too, buddy, I made one of your favorites tonight.
Did you?
I made venison Italian pasta sauce. It is my favorite way to eat venison.
I don't think I've had that.
You haven't? I thought you did. Maybe it's somebody else.
Maybe.
Let's try this. Cheers, brother.
Whatever. It could be your favorite.
I mean, it might.
I take it back.
Oh, yeah.
I take it back.
Yeah, hey, Tennessee, ship all your shit to Minnesota so they can bottle it there. They're doing something right.
Yeah, so this is pretty fucking good.
Dude, this is like a Pendleton.
Yeah.
This is good. So I don't know what they do to make it a sour mash. Like, I was looking up stills and things like that because I'm like, we could probably make our own.
Fuck around and make some whiskey.
Yeah, like, I was looking at like a 5-gallon still. You know, you got to throw away the first 300 milliliters, which is half a bottle, but you still get a ridiculous amount of bottles out of 5 gallons.
Yeah.
So I broke it down. It was stupid. It was like, I don't know. I'm not going to do math or pretend to right now, but I want to say it was like in the 20s, like 23 maybe. I don't know. Somebody could fact check me. I don't give a shit.
23 bottles?
Yeah, out of five gallons.
That's not bad.
Of the 750s. I mean, I could convert it, but I don't fucking want to.
No.
So whatever I say is right, so don't fucking question.
Don't you see our fucking our TikToks? We don't fact check.
Yeah, we don't fact check anything. Just know that 5 gallons makes a lot of bottles. How about that?
Yeah.
But I don't know enough about making whiskey. I don't know. I'm sure it's a pretty straightforward process, man, but I don't know.
It's, you know, it's probably like microbreweries became a big, huge deal. And a lot of people got really good. Orion used to make beer, and he has a kegerator. Mm-hmm. He has a a fridge with four taps in it. Like Orion used to have four of his own types of beer.
Really?
And he would bottle, he would put it in little mini kegs. Uh-huh. And he was always rotating them in there. And we'd, when we go to his house, he'd be like, oh, what kind of beer do you have?
Yeah.
But he got really good at making it. But the micro distilleries have become more and more popular. So I think it's a lot, easier to at least make something decent tasting, right, as opposed to just.
Yeah. Everybody's like, oh, it's expensive. You don't know how much it costs for us to buy these bottles. Yeah. Let me tell you what expensive
it is. We were just recently put on a whiskey budget.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's we're going to be drinking water on this podcast.
Yeah. We'll be drinking Black Velvet and Dr. Peppers.
Yeah, it's going to be fucking rough for a little while. So, hey, man, you want to draw a question?
A question? Again, I get the motherfucker, man, do the question. Yeah. Oh, man.
And I want to shout out Dirk, man. He sent us that, that LMNT today, and I appreciate it. So thank you, Dirk. We told you if you send us something, we'll shout you out. Dirk, good dude. Yeah. Went on a pig hunt with us. Just a really solid guy, man. So
he said he had the best time. He ranted and raved to Kendra about it.
Really?
I'm like, good. You didn't even shoot anything. He's like, oh, my God, it was so amazing. So.
Yeah, good.
Thank you for coming out, putting up with us, Dirk, and supporting the show too.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, if someone handed you $10,000 and you have to spend this on your wife within the next 24 hours, how would you spend it?
$10,000?
$10,000. That ain't much.
Is that a listener question or is that a JJ?
That is a typed question. That's a JJ.
$10,000. I can't even buy her a vacation with $10,000.
Nah, I think. There's one vacation that Kendra would want to go on that's not even $10,000.
Really?
Yeah, she wants to go on the Christmas markets thing. Oh, yeah,
the thing in Europe.
Yeah, it's like $7,000.
That ain't terrible.
If you buy like the highest end package.
Okay, then I would send my wife with your wife on that.
But $10,000, it's either going to be jewelry, because you can spend $10,000 real easy.
Yeah.
Or Kendra always talks about like she wants like a Louis Vuitton purse, but they're like $5,000, $3,000. She goes, oh, this one's cheap. It's like $2,500. So
for a purse,
I'd probably buy her purses and jewelry.
Yeah, same. I'm
not very inventive.
No, dude, and honestly, $10,000 doesn't go that far.
No,
especially like in our lives, man. And if you're a young kid, man, $10,000 will last you a long time. I mean, it's a vacation. It's one trip. It's fucking. Mm-hmm. It's nothing.
I was looking at the Shoshone Wilderness Guide. Yeah. They send me emails. And I was looking at hunts. Uh-huh. They had a I forgot what it was. Some kind of exotic sheep. It was like $34,000.
Yes, I believe it.
And it's to get you there.
Yeah.
And then you pay for a license. And then you pay for room and board. Oh my God, it was fucking crazy.
Yeah.
We digress.
Yeah, probably a vacation.
So you want to talk about something you and I potentially will never participate in our lives?
I mean, unless they do something, well, I don't know. They might could invite us.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about the Olympics.
Yes, and it's not what you think. We're going to talk about the Olympics.
No.
Because I really don't... Care for all of the games and the sports and the Olympics has changed over time, man, and we're going to hit some of the things that we think are bullshit or funny or I can't believe this is a fucking sport.
Yeah, we'll talk about some of our favorites and then we'll talk about what's coming in 2024.
Yeah, so it's the Summer Olympics this year.
Summer in Paris.
In Paris, yes, okay. And we had to look that up because we didn't know.
Yeah. JJ just wrote Olympics.
Yeah. So it's coming up, so it's going to be relevant to somebody, not us, but maybe to you. I don't know if you're fucking... I watch it because it's on every channel.
Dude, and always.
Yeah.
It's like 24-hour... Fuck, yeah. There is... At 3 a.m., you can put it on and see somebody playing something.
Yes. So I'll tell you what my favorite Olympic sport is, man. It's curling.
Oh, yeah.
Those stones on the ice, that is... But it's a winter thing, you know, and so for as far as summer goes, I really don't care for summer games. I couldn't fucking tell you, but...
But curling is the strangest...
Did you see Team USA in the last Olympics?
Uh-uh.
They look like just a bunch of dads who got together and fucking...
It's like cornhole.
Yeah.
Or darts. Yeah. It's... And it's so funny. So the stones only come from one place, though, right? I think
They can only mine them from like one island.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're super specific, super rare.
But how did curling start?
I have no idea.
And then the form, the guy that like slides out and glides the thing in such like slow motion, and he's just sliding with it. It's just the strangest fucking thing to watch.
That's probably why I like it so much.
It's cool. I mean, there seems to be a tremendous amount of technique to it.
100%.
So fuck it, I'd curl.
I dig it. And that's what I was like. And you can, I think you can put together your town. You can be represented as your town to go try out for the Olympics. Hmm. So as Arupa Valley, we could get our own curling team.
Shit, we could talk to the rain.
Yeah,
we talk could to the rain and be like, hey, can we? Is there a day that maybe we can do some curling on your?
Yeah, we'll rent it out.
Yeah, our wives would at least get a good fucking laugh.
Yeah, 100%. And our listeners would get good videography.
You have to slide the rock.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be I'll be a broom guy. You have to slide the rock. It'd be hilarious to see you out there like.
Yeah, trying to figure it out. I mean, those guys are accurate.
Yeah.
Those guys are like, how do you know how hard to push it? How do you know how hard to scrub? How hard, like, what the fuck, man? I don't know. It's one of those things that if you watched it from the outside just one time, just on TV, you'd be like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
But it's an Olympic sport for some reason.
We'd have to get our other buddies that are all fucking sleeved up and tattooed. Yeah. They'd be like, what, the bad boys of curling?
Yeah. So I always thought that the Olympics was based around maybe not professional sports, but like things that people did to get paid for in life.
Uh-huh.
And I don't see them doing that for a living.
No, so the Olympics, but there's a lot of stuff like gymnastics, okay? Yeah. Like gymnastics is always huge in the Olympics. We've all seen the stories of the, you know, especially they seem to focus more on female gymnasts.
Right,
yeah, that seem better to get all of the attention.
Yeah.
But when was any other time you saw a gymnastics event on ESPN?
I have no idea. Like, but does that mean that parents put their children in gymnastics hoping that they will go to the Olympics?
I think so. I think that's the biggest.
Is that the easiest way in?
The biggest thing for gymnastics. But I mean, I know obviously there's gymnastics competitions and they air and it's got a following, but it seems like that just gets super hyped right around the Olympics and then it kind of dissipates again.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about it.
It comes back up and then it fucking dissipates again.
Yeah. Like, I haven't heard anything about it yet, so we'll see what happens.
No.
All right, so bullet point up here is, how is that a sport?
Yeah.
So badminton. Like
the old shuttlecock.
Bro, it's fucking. People take it so seriously.
Oh, dude, very.
Like, that's a maybe a picnic outing with your friends.
Have you ever played badminton?
No.
I have. And it's strange because you smash that. It's called the shuttlecock,
right? Yeah.
You smash it. No, it blasts off real quick and then it slows down.
Really?
It is the street. You'll hit that thing as hard as you fucking can.
Hmm.
And it'll go sailing, and then all of a sudden it just slows way down. It's very strange.
And they play like on a volleyball court, right? Same.
Yeah,
same
it's got a high net.
Yeah.
You got those long ass fucking rackets with a little tiny face.
Huh.
I think it's one of these sports that have been in the Olympics for forever.
Yeah.
Like it has to have been an Olympic sport for quite a while.
Yeah, like it maybe like back in the day it was a civilized gentleman's game or something.
Yeah.
Like, and then, you know, those people who run the world are like, no, you have to play badminton because that's our favorite sport.
Yeah.
So maybe that makes sense.
Yeah, but the other one too, kind of very similar, is fucking table tennis, ping pong.
Ping pong. Yeah.
And ping pong is huge in like the Asiatic countries.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys are fucking megastars.
Really?
If you're a fucking good ping pong player, I can barely fucking say it. Those guys are superstars. But when you watch them play, like we've all played table tennis.
Right.
We're right up on the table. You're just trying to get it over. Those guys are like 6'8".
Fucking savages.
When they play ping pong, they have to have a huge room to actually do it in because they're so far back away from that table and they're smoking it. But again, it's a very, like, off-brand sport. I think a lot of these are sports, too, that are probably more popular outside of the States.
Probably. Well, it's like soccer, right? So the world dominates soccer.
Yeah, yeah.
And we play it because everybody else plays it. So it's probably one of those things like, yeah, we're going to get into it because everybody else does it. And they probably all have to have their thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this is still a thing or if it was. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know. Solo synchronized swimming.
I don't want to knock anybody's selection of sport.
Sure.
But it doesn't seem very sporty.
No.
I mean, it's physically demanding. I get like the treading water and the movement in the water and stuff, but I don't know if I just see more traditionalist like sports are, you know, like your rugby's and your soccer and your baseball and your like cricket and your football, like all of these have a really very common theme. Bat, ball, goal.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. That kind of stuff. It just seems, it's like dance. It's, I don't, yes. Somebody will probably get some hate mail, but like, I don't necessarily see like dance as a sport. I get that it's you're physically active and it takes a lot of training and all that, but yeah. I just don't fucking get it.
Yeah. I don't think we're supposed to get it.
No, I mean, it's like, dude, it's like art. So here's the thing too. We'll watch, one of Kendra's favorite shows is, oh, fuck, what is that? It's a dancing competition.
Like with the celebrities?
No, it's not Dancing with the Stars. It's a legit, it's like American Idol, but for dancing.
Huh.
I forget what it is, but there are people that come out and do interpretive dance.
Like America's Got Talent kind of thing?
Kinda.
Okay.
But it's just dancing. And these people are doing interpretive dance, and Kendra watches it. She's like, my God. That is beautiful. And she can appreciate the art in it. Yeah. And I sit there with her and I go, I just don't see it.
Yeah.
But it's like fine art, right? Like a Jackson Pollock. So Jackson Pollock was famous for splatter paintings.
Right.
Right? And they're worth fucking millions of dollars. I'm like, I will make 10 of those a day, every day, and yeah. I will sell them for 10 grand each.
Yeah.
He made some massive splatter paintings, all this stuff. And then you go look, if you go look at modern art and fine art, the artist paints something,
uh-huh.
And then people go, oh, I get a lot of feeling from that and a lot of emotion from that. And I look at it and I'm like, it's four squares.
Yeah.
One's green, one's blue, one's black, and one's red, and they're on a 4-foot white canvas.
Yeah.
It looks like something my kid painted. I don't get it.
100%.
So if you can understand the mastery and all that behind the synchronized swimming, good for you. But I don't think solo synchronized swimming is a fucking sport.
How do you know if your timing's off?
Yeah.
How do you? I don't know. I don't know.
It's synchronized. Unless you're, I guess, I don't know. There's a beat or music. I don't know. How do you hear music underwater? I'm punching a lot of holes in this, and I'm not.
This is an Olympic sport. This is a big fucking deal.
It is.
This isn't fucking basketball or baseball.
No.
No, this is swimming by yourself.
Yeah, and call me a fucking a simple man, but like, I mean.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't see it.
Tell me, hopefully, if some solo Olympic synchronized swimming champion listens to this and
yeah, then you can give
send us some hate mail. But hey, if you do it, fucking call us. Come here. Come. Yeah. Do you drink whiskey?
Do you have a medal that you can bring? To
yeah.
That?
Do you have a, if you do you have a legit gold medal for your fucking solo synchronized?
Yeah. Guess swimming? What? You have one more gold medal than I do.
Yeah. Yeah. You can say you're an Olympic medalist.
Yeah. It doesn't matter how you medal, as long as you medal.
Yeah. Hell, if you can say I'm an Olympian.
Yeah.
Like if you fucking went to the Olympics.
Right.
Good for you, motherfucker.
And I think that's how a lot of these guys will start their schools and stuff, right? Like, huh? Hey, I was in the Olympics or whatever, you know, like I was this top tier. It doesn't matter that you were in a bullshit category. It just matters that you went to the show.
Yeah. Now here's a weird one too. We were looking up. So we looked up strange Olympic sports.
Yeah.
And a lot of these are old timey. There were some that we'll bring up too, but live pigeon shooting.
Yeah.
In the early 1900s, live pigeon shooting was an Olympic sport.
Fuck it.
Why not?
I mean, why? Yeah, 100%. Why not?
But you could, I could make the same argument as like, how is shooting birds a fucking sport?
Like clay shooting, I guess.
Like clay shooting again, and I've done it, and I love doing it. It's a lot of fun for me, but I could see somebody applying my same argument for solo synchronized swimming to like clay shooting. Like, you're a good shot.
Yeah, congratulations, you killed a bird.
Great.
Yeah.
One less flying fucking rat to eat my garbage. Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Sir or ma'am.
100%.
And then the other one we saw too was pistol dueling. And Jarrett and I saw it, and both of our ears perked up, and we were like, yes.
Yeah.
They shot mannequins.
Yeah, they didn't shoot each other.
That
must have got outlawed.
Bulletproof vests were not as
bulletproof
as bulletproof back in the early fucking days when you could when you were having this as an Olympic sport.
And you know that bulletproof like vest makers used to wear their armor and get shot in it, and that's how they proved that it was bulletproof.
Oh,
can you imagine? That one wasn't.
have you ever seen the tests that they do? So they'll take a block of clay, soft clay, like a human torso, and they would put a bulletproof vest on it and shoot it. Because you're right, the bullet doesn't penetrate your skin.
Right.
But it breaks all your fucking ribs.
Yeah. There's a velocity.
Yeah.
And if you think that let's go big caliber, 3,200 feet per second.
Yeah.
Even, you know, smaller caliber, if you go 1,000 feet per second, that thing is fucking cruising. And it hits you and stops, the fucking momentum keeps going.
So people would die that wore bulletproof vests because they would get shot like in the heart, and it would break their ribs, and their rib would puncture their heart.
Yeah.
So the modern ones are better.
Right.
But they were back in the day, the cops would say, yeah, my bulletproof vest saved me, but it felt like I got hit with a sledgehammer.
Yeah.
And truth be told, it was like you got fucking hit with a sledgehammer.
1,000%. Yeah. It's equivalent.
Uh-huh.
Like, so, obviously, you know, we are always at war, let's call it.
And our guys
get shot, you know, and they have plates on and stuff. I mean, and even SEALs get hit, dude, and go down. Like, it fucks you up. Oh, yeah. It is not, I've never been shot, you know, so I can only imagine, but I can imagine that it's not a good feeling.
No.
It's like having the fucking wind knocked out of you. And I'm sure that sometimes you're like, fuck, I wonder if it would have been fucking better to just get shot.
But it's like race car drivers, like Dale Earnhardt, when he died.
Yeah.
He slammed into that wall at whatever, 140 miles an hour or whatever. And he had 5-point harness, helmet, roll cage, full 9 yards, everything. He hit so hard and stopped so fast, all his internal organs slammed inside of his body. Like, you're still got fluid-filled cavities and... He died from blunt force trauma.
Yeah.
Which is the same thing. Can you imagine? Mm-mm. But, like, you got to think, too, back to, like, knights. Okay? Knights. They would stop a sword. A knight in full armor would stop a sword. That's why they designed a mace.
Yeah.
That's why guys would carry a hammer. You'd be like, well, why do you have a hammer? Because if you're in a full suit of metal armor and I smash you in the head with that and it dents all the metal in, it's going to cave your skull in and you're going to die.
Yeah, you're in your
nice shiny suit of armor. So
yeah.
I didn't stab you through it, but I collapsed your fucking skull into it. So
do you know that people get together and fight in armor?
I've seen it. They have an MMA thing.
Yeah, it's fucking intense. Let's
put that in the Olympics.
Yes.
Yeah. And they get fucking brutal.
They're fucking smashing each other. Like,
yes.
No hold barn. You're there to fuck that guy up.
Yes.
Put that in the Olympics.
There's a lot of, I think, well, the Olympics are kind of like being the world sport. I feel like there's a lot of British influence on some of the Olympics. Yes. I feel like, what do they call it? Night fighting? Night MMA? I don't know.
I don't know. Dude, somebody let us know.
But they've got, so they have, they've got swords and shields.
Yeah.
And I think the shields are smaller. They use they're almost like the size of like a dinner plate.
Yeah, it's like a dinner plate, yeah.
And they use it more for like quick shielding, but they, a lot of times I've seen them just like beating the hell out of each
other. These guys are. So even though the swords are dull, it's still a fucking 5-foot heavy fucking piece of metal coming down.
Yes.
Like, bro, like, and there's. So the thing with armor, right? Like, you have the chainmail on underneath,
uh-huh,
because you're not covered everywhere.
Well, you have to move, too.
Yeah, you have to be able to fucking move and function. Dude, can you imagine if you get caught? I mean, it's just going to break everything.
Oh.
Like, and these dudes are just fucking savages, man. That'd be, I'd watch that.
I've seen some, what do you, well, it's not on the board, but fuck it, let's do it. What are some Olympic sports you'd like to see? I would like to see, obviously, the fucking full armor fighting, whatever they fucking call it.
That would be fucking dope.
Have you seen the slap competitions?
Yes. Yeah.
I watched some of those. Yes. I would kind of like to see that.
Is arm wrestling an Olympic event?
I don't think so.
That'd be kind of cool.
That'd be cool.
Because there's some, so there's a lot of underestimated, I see this guy who pops up on my feed. He's not a ginormous human, right? And then big guys will be like, you're a pussy, I'm going to fuck you up. And they'll like punk him. Uh-huh. And then he'll just be like, meh, smash these motherfuckers. Like, just, it's forearms. I mean, like, you could have the biggest fucking shoulders and chest in the fucking world.
Yeah.
This motion right here, boom. Yeah. Like, that's, you use all your forearms. And this dude has fucking crazy forearm strength.
It's like fucking Popeye.
Yeah, dude. So, that would be a cool one to see. I don't know, man. There's another one that I like, man, but it's a winter sport. It's, have you seen the guys, they do like the cross country and skis, and then they have to stop and shoot targets?
Yes.
That one's fucking cool.
That one's dope.
But like,
those guys can control their heartbeats.
Yes. Cause they're like going miles, and then,
oh, yeah.
And then you kind of, it's timed. You have to hit targets. You can't miss. So it's kind of like a slow is fast and fast is, or whatever, slow is steady and steady.
Smooth and smooth is fast.
Yeah. It's like that.
Yeah.
But I mean, these guys are just, all right, I just ski walked for 5 miles.
Yes.
And now I got to ping.
And they shoot.
And they just, bro, that little, whatever that thing is, dude, is
it's
dope.
Like a 22 or a pellet gun. It's a massive rifle that shoots a tiny, tiny round.
Yeah. And then they just throw it over their back. Yeah. I'm like, that's the coolest shit ever.
And keep fucking going.
Yeah, and they just go.
But they do, like you said, they
yeah.
Like calm their heartbeat down.
Ping, ping. And it's like, I don't know, maybe a 3-inch circle. I mean, it's not, it's the cup holders, the fucking, the table savers here.
Yeah.
It's that big.
The coasters. It's wildly difficult.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
But whenever that's on, I'll watch that because I'm like, oh, you missed. You fucking suck.
They're like, yeah, Jarrett.
Yeah.
Put your fucking snowshoes on and come out here and try this.
Come fucking hike 5 miles with us and then shoot. I'll die. Don't take me out there.
No. Have you seen the, there's like a mixed martial art thing where they're tied together?
No.
One arm is tied together.
Really?
Yes, and they're like at a table.
Huh.
And they've got one arm, literally it would be like my left arm and your left arm, like we're holding hands, and then they bind us together. And then it's just overhand punches, and you got to try to knock the other guy out.
Really?
Dude, it is the craziest shit. And you watch it, they're trying to pull each other and hit each other, and then they're, oh my God. It's one of those things, like, what fucking hillbilly came up with this shit?
I don't know. Maybe we should make up a sport. Have you seen the guys who fight in the phone booths? They do like MMA in phone booths.
Oh, nice.
It's fucking hilarious.
That's awesome. Like MMA everywhere.
Yeah, dude. And there's one where they fight in a car.
I've seen the car.
The car is fucking dope.
I was going to say the car because they're both sitting there.
Yeah. You're buckled in.
Buckled and then fucking go for it. When we ring the bell, you two go apeshit in there. Because even so, we'll talk about this though. Like in 2024, there are.
Bradley Goldenstein called me. Should I put him on the show?
Yeah, call us.
All right. You guys are welcome for this.
Let's ask him what he thinks about the Olympics.
Hello?
Hello, you motherfucker.
I was just on the phone with your wife, because you didn't fucking answer.
Oh, we're podcasting.
Oh, you fucking cocksucker.
You're on the fucking air right now. Say hello to our fans.
Hey, what's up, Bradley, you piece of shit?
Fuck you, Brad. What's up, buddy?
I can't wait till I get on there and set my story straight.
Yeah, yeah, blah, blah.
All the shit y'all talk.
Are you coming out for my birthday?
I'm with Josh right now.
I'm
coming out to your party.
Yeah, he's going to come out?
Huh?
Is he going to come out?
Is he invited out?
Did he come last time?
He came last time, yeah, that was him.
Damn, that sounded very disappointing.
I mean, yeah, man, he's cool. I like him.
He,
He was more fun than Brad.
There, so he's got to go back there. Yeah.
If you can find him, you can have him back.
I was about to say, they're probably not trashed him.
Yeah. I don't know where they are, but they're probably somewhere. Gone. What else going on?
Not much. We are headed to the bar right now.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, Brad.
We're headed from one bar to the next bar.
Oh, okay.
Brad, what do you think about the Olympics? What's your favorite Olympic sport?
What's your take on the Olympics, man? What's your favorite sport?
Honestly, I kind of like the Special Olympics, but
that's because he's in it. That's because he's in it.
Hey, I think they're going to start letting people bet on the Special Olympics.
I like Brad, I like your Netflix special came out. I'm surprised you changed your name to Shane Gillis, though.
I can't hear. What did he say?
He said your Netflix special came out. When are you going to change your name to Shane Gillis?
Oh, you're so funny. I can't wait to see you, Jack.
Yeah. I miss you, boo.
We miss you, bud. We miss you.
You're a beautiful bald head. I just can't wait.
Jesus.
My take on the Olympics, I like women's soccer. I'm a big fan of that.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of women's softball. Yeah. Big fan of beach volleyball.
Yeah, oh yeah, I bet.
But I'll let you get back to it.
All right, I'll call you later. I'll call you later.
All right.
Fuck you, Brad.
Fuck you, Bradley.
I'm like, who the fuck is calling me right now? Nobody fucking calls me.
Why is he calling your wife?
I have no idea. What a weirdo.
But what I was saying, so I keep talking about combat sports.
Yeah.
And the Olympics. In 2024, there's already karate, judo, and boxing.
They don't do MMA? They don't do like UFC kind of fighting in there?
No, but I mean, why don't you?
Yeah, we already have all your fighters from all over the world.
But you're already doing this. Anybody that does MMA does
all the other things.
Judo and boxing, at least. Yeah, karate's a little different, but I mean, blended techniques and all that kind of shit. Why don't you do MMA? And to your point, too, anything you watch, there's a guy from Brazil. If you watch UFC, there's Brazil, Spain. Like the Nogueiras were from South America. You got people from the States. You got people from Canada.
Right.
GSP is fucking French. I mean, you got people from all over Asia. You got people, Michael Bisping's from England. Like, do fucking, Conor McGregor's from Ireland. Do MMA.
Yeah. And I think that maybe MMA might try to push that way because then their platform would just explode.
Well, but think of it too, what you already have.
Oh, yeah. No, they
how many are there now?
300? I don't know. I have no idea.
So there's obviously Bellator and UFC.
Right.
But then there was Strikeforce. There's all kinds of shit. And now the guys that did... So UFC was the main guy, right? And then they had like Pride and all this shit. Now there's the bare knuckle boxing.
Which is fucking vicious. I don't realize how much those gloves protect these people's face.
Yeah.
Until you watch bare knuckle boxing.
But there are UFC... Ryan Bader was fighting fucking bare knuckle boxing. Ryan Bader was a badass.
Yeah, he's a terrifying
human.
He's
a big motherfucker. Yeah. He's a heavyweight UFC.
Yeah.
Fucking knock you into next week kind of guy. And now he's doing bare knuckle boxing. And I think... correct me wrong, I think Chris Lieben was doing it. There's a couple guys now that have gone from UFC to bare knuckle to all these other things. So why not have that in the Olympics? Yeah. Just combine all these.
And so UFC, it used to be a choice. You could choose to wear gloves, but I don't think you had to.
No, so when it first started, it was... There was like no eye gouging.
There was fucking
I think there was like no eye gouging, no biting, and no groin strikes.
Uh-huh.
Because I remember, and I think I've said this in previous podcasts, there was a guy and he would fight with one glove on.
Yeah.
Like he had a glove on his left hand and he kept his right hand free so he could like grab you and hit you.
Yeah.
But then like when the Gracies came in and they had gis on, okay, so they have gi, like no gi jujitsu,
right.
Gi jujitsu, where gi jujitsu is another technique where you utilize that person's gi to. So he had that gi on, and you'd see him by the end. It was.
It's all
the
fucked.
Pants were on, but the top was barely on because people were trying to grab that thing and throw them around.
Well, it's like hockey fights, right? Like as soon as you get a hold of that, you can fucking leverage somebody, you can move them. It's a different way of fighting, which is like why you see a lot of people when they get in a street fight, they'll take their shirt off.
Uh-huh.
Because you grab somebody's fucking shirt, you have full control of them. Uh-huh. You can fucking throw them around like a rag doll.
Yeah.
And I could imagine with gis on, different fight.
Oh, yeah. But if you grab somebody, you think too, you can grab somebody's shirt and pull their shirt up against their throat and choke somebody out with their fucking shirt.
Yeah. I watched a thing the other day. A kid
wrapped his gi around this, like, so this kid grabbed him, and he fucking did a circle, wrapped the kid's arm in his gi, mm-hmm. and then did another circle, and the guy fucking tapped out because his wrist was fucked.
Yeah.
Like, and they were like, is this an illegal move? I'm like, if you can use my gi against me, I'm going to use it against you.
Why not?
Yeah, why not? And it's like John Wick 1 when the chick bites her jacket and then fucking chokes him out with her jacket. Like, bro, there's so many things that you could do with that thick material.
Oh, yeah.
It's terrifying.
Yeah, but put that shit in the Olympics.
Put it in the Olympics.
I mean, they have judo, but it's very formal judo.
Yeah, it's very, very point-driven.
Yes.
Yes, not fucking, hey, first person get knocked out wins, you know? Like,
but it's the same thing like with karate. Karate is a very point-driven. Strike is right, a point.
Right,
it's, but you can think of like karate, you could almost liken to fencing.
Yeah.
Right? It's a lot of strategy. It's a lot of point, counterpoint, strike, counter-strike, bam, effective strike. Right. Okay, you're good. Rarely do you see like a karate knockout reel.
Yeah.
That's just a lot. Yeah. A lot of knockouts at a lot of right. tournaments. It's yeah, yeah. It's footage taken from a lot of
yeah, time. Yeah, it's usually like the one-off, the kicks, like the fucking, yes. the surprise things that you don't expect. It's like a spin kick or roundhouse yes. or whatever the case. And you hit a motherfucker, and like I've seen videos, you just get the jaws broken. Like,
oh yeah.
And they're like, oh my God, like I fucking feel, like your heel is like your fucking elbow. Like
uh-huh.
you throw a fucking kick with your heel, it hurts. It's devastating.
Oh yeah, night, sleep tight.
Yeah. You know what I'd like to see in the Olympics? Sumo wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
Like, dude, that's my jam. Like, I'll watch sumo wrestling.
Dude, and there was a white boy that did sumo wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
I remember seeing something about him, but there was a white boy that did sumo wrestling and got decent at it yeah. and actually got a lot of respect because that's a very tradition-driven. Yes. And that's yes.
It's hard to break into that.
But that's a huge culture.
Yes.
Like a sumo wrestler, like top sumo wrestlers, they are like fucking.
Yeah, they're chick magnets, bro.
Oh, dude.
You are a celebrity.
Oh, yeah, they are slaying it. You're a
big deal. Yeah.
You are big in size and big in everything else. Yeah. I mean, they're incredibly famous.
Yeah, and they're strong, dude. Those dudes are ridiculous. I mean, it's like being a linebacker, right? But these guys don't go to the gym. They go to the sushi house.
Have you ever watched two bears fight? Like
yeah.
legit?
Oh, yeah.
Those yeah. If you watch two bears fight and you watch sumo wrestling, you're like, that's pretty fucking close.
It's pretty close. Yeah.
They're not biting each other no. and they're not roaring, but
yeah.
the body movements and the pushing and all that kind of stuff. I mean, there's NFL linebackers that these sumo guys
just toss them around. Dude, it would be devastating.
They're going to go smash Tom Brady.
Oh my. Can you imagine if you get hit by a sumo wrestler?
That would be fucking hilarious. That would actually be a funny thing. Yeah, do you remember Fight Science?
Uh-uh.
Fight Science was a show, or Sports Science. It was a show, and they would put athletes on it.
Okay.
And they would really dive down into what these athletes do. And the physicality behind it. And they would break down like an NFL lineman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they'd have an NFL lineman, full pads, get set up, and he would hit a sled. But the sled would have, you know, the padding on it like they do in practice.
Right.
But it would have all these sensors and shit in it.
Okay.
And they would hit that sled, boom, and just fucking drive that thing back as far as they could.
Yeah.
And then they would analyze the data.
Right.
And they would go... Jack at 175 pounds, you know, like if Jarrett was an NFL lineman and he hit you, it would like being like getting in a car crash at 40 miles an hour without right. a seatbelt.
Right.
And you just like, bam, like eat the steering wheel.
Yeah.
So they did one with Randy Couture.
Okay.
And so what they're talking about is like there's a lot of holds and there's a lot of static positions in a UFC match, right?
Right.
You're holding somebody, you're choking somebody out. And they were checking lactic acid levels.
Okay.
Right? As you use your muscles, you right. build up lactic acid, and that's what makes you sore.
Right.
Randy Couture, they go, okay, we're going to have Randy Couture put this guy in a fucking chokehold. And the guy's got some contraption around his neck or something. And they go, okay, Randy, we want you to hold on to him like you're going to try to choke him out for as long as you can or for a certain amount of time. So Randy Couture locks his legs around him full on like rear naked. And he's just fucking
Just wrenching him.
And he's just sitting there, and he's talking to the guys, and he's looking at him, and the dude's laying there, like, you know, squirming and squealing, because even though he's not dying, but Randy Couture's just... And Randy Couture, they did it for a certain amount of time, and they were like, you're a genetic freak.
Yeah.
Why? And they said your lactic acid went down.
Really?
And he was like, you know, but Randy Couture's like 48 years old, yeah, and had been doing this shit for a long time.
Yeah.
It would be really interesting to put... See, like, what a sumo wrestler, when they come and, like, hit a slide like an NFL lineman, what is it liken it to?
Right.
Are they similar? Are they the same? Do they have the same power?
Yeah.
But, dude, I'd watch sumo wrestling as a fucking Olympic sport.
So it'd be very, very interesting, you know, because all these guys do all this blood work and all these workups, and they tell you, hey, you're this, you're that. It'd be very interesting to do a test and figure out genetically, like, hey, what is your body type? What is your you know, your metabolism at versus somebody else, or what is your this at versus that? Like, it may be interesting to do that.
Yeah.
Maybe we need to look into that. It's probably expensive, but
I'm done. You know, I was laughing with Kendra the other day about me, and I'm like,
you guys are having a good time.
We had a good time. I love making fun of myself, but I was like, you know what, babe? I realized that my body type is just my body type.
Right.
I'm 5'11".
You're your dad. Yeah.
I'm 5'11". Between 170 and 180 pounds.
Yeah.
And I'm probably always going to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to bulk up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I like being thin. I like being light. But my shit, and I was talking to the guys working, like, my shit is like what we did on the pig hunt. I hiked in a half a mile to shoot a pig, and then hiked another mile to finish her off, and then we carried her out, and, like, that's my shit.
Yeah.
That's what I am. I'm light and fast. That's what I'm good at.
Yeah.
That's probably how I'm always going to be, and I'm okay with it.
I fluctuate so much.
Yeah.
It's outrageous. Like, if I got into the gym, I could be in good shape. If I don't, then I can be in my shape, you know? But, like, I've fluctuated, you know, my whole life between 180 and 280, you know? Like, that's kind of where, like, if I was drinking water, eating healthy... My body, you know, your body just naturally fucking, and it might be different now because I'm older and my metabolism might not be the same, and I might have taken advantage of that, you know, but it'd be good to know. It'd be really good to know, like, hey, this is low, like whatever, yes. Like, hey, your T levels are low and your metabolism's slow, and hey, this can help you rather than doing generic dieting.
Yeah.
Rather than just, hey, you know, if you just drink water and eat chicken and eat less and more, you know, like. What if it's, you know, what if there's more to it than that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a whole wild science behind it. And all these, you know, we make fun of some of these Olympic sports and all this kind of stuff. But like somebody that does solo synchronized swimming is probably in fucking amazing
phenomenal
shape. Phenomenal shape.
That guy, Michael Phelps, the swimmer.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing shape.
Dude, and he eats, what, 15,000 calories a day?
Yeah. And he burns it. I mean, like... So no matter what you do in the Olympics, you are okay. Let's not say anything. But most of the things that you do in the Olympics, you have to be in peak physical shape.
Oh yeah,
I could do badminton and I could do curling.
I could do pigeon shooting.
Yeah, I could do pigeon shooting. Yeah, yeah, fucking A, dude. And I'm not swimming.
No,
there's no way. Like I'm not fast enough to swim, you know, like, and I'm not, we got snowboarding up there as one of our favorites for Jack must like snowboarding.
I like snowboarding, but I grew up watching the X Games. I like that. Snowboarding got adopted. And I think just because they had so many skiing things.
Yeah. So I think that X Games.
Yes.
They made that up because there was a lot of shit that wasn't in the Olympics, but isn't skateboarding in the Olympics?
I think skateboarding Oh, yeah. Skateboarding is in the 2024.
Okay. So, but I think X Games was kind of our thing that we were like, you know what? We're not going to do the Olympic thing, but we'll do the X Games. And those dudes, it's like the guys on motorcycles, man. They push the envelope.
Uh-huh.
I mean, these guys are doing 1020s. I mean, these guys are doing amazing, just gravity-defying shit. And they're just not getting the you know, the medals for it. They're just fucking doing it because they love the thing, you know, and...
Yeah, but the X Games were my Olympics.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
I remember I watched Tony Hawk
do
the first 900.
Hey, Tony, if you want to come be on the podcast, I'm going to shout out Tony Hawk. The reason that I loved skateboarding as a kid was Tony Hawk.
Well, by the way, Tony Hawk, I'm working in San Marcos, California right now. You are not too far from me.
Yeah, come hang out.
I know. But but I watched him do the first 900 live in the X Games.
He was the fucking trendsetter. Oh, yeah. He's the reason the sport is popular.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and I'll give credit where credit's due. There was some other guys out there who were doing good stuff, and
Bucky Lassett, you know, Rob Dyrdek. There's a whole bunch of them out there.
Yeah. Rob's super popular now.
Well, you fucking know, and Bam Margera, like all of them.
Yeah, all those guys were skaters, and they all fucking did tremendous things for the sport. That without them, you know, and the advances in technology, you know, when you're watching skate videos, I used to watch skate videos as a kid to try to learn how to do tricks.
Uh-huh.
Like these guys are doing, you know, kickflips into tail slides, you know, and doing all kinds of shit. Like shit that you couldn't even imagine these guys are doing on video, you know, it's VHS. But can you imagine, dude, if technology was more advanced when all of these things started happening? If you could do a YouTube tutorial on how to do a kickflip, I'd have been the best skater on the planet.
Could you imagine if they had GoPros?
No.
Dude, this is shit. This is me riding next to Jarrett holding a fucking video camera and hoping I don't fall and smash my camera while he does a kickflip down a set of six stairs.
Yeah. Dudes were skating with fucking heavy cameras, recording their friends doing crazy tricks, but you also have to be skating. You have to be moving to catch these fucking tricks. And we're just built different.
Yeah, we're not. I am by no means a professional athlete in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
And any one of these folks that do it, there are female Olympic athletes, some that we've watched, and I look at them, I go, I wish my abs looked like that.
Yes. No, 100%.
I wish my arms looked like her.
Yeah. I wish I could hold myself up and do that. Like,
yeah. I wish I was that fucking strong.
Dude, our Olympic team, and in Olympics in general, the amount of strength, what's that beam called?
The balance beam?
Balance beam?
No, you know what's one is?
Fuck
no.
Me, dude.
The real demonstration for strength is the rings.
The rings? Oh, dude. Yeah.
Those guys that do the like crucifix and they've got their arms straight out and they're holding themselves up.
That is pure physical strength.
And you know what? A lot of those guys are little.
They're little. You have to be a little dude.
And they'll tear your arms right off your body.
Yeah.
They are freakishly strong.
Yeah. So there's something to be said about dudes who are like 160 versus guys who are 250, right? Like the guys who make the SEAL teams.
Dude.
Aren't always the ginormous guys.
Dude, you took the thought right out of my head.
I mean, they're the guy who can run 700 miles. They're the cross country runners. They're the little guys who are in shape, you know, and people sleep on those guys, man. And those are the most terrifying people on the planet, man. You were worried about this 260-pound dude that's coming up to you? No. I'm worried about fucking Clay Guida. Dude,
like, the fucking carpenter.
Yeah, I'm worried about him. I'm worried about, what's the pretty boy from the beach? Uriah Faber.
Oh, dude.
I'm worried about him.
He'll hit you 87 times.
Yeah.
And you'll be like, and you'll be going, what the fuck's happening?
Yeah.
Pop, 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 pop.
And you then wake you'll be up waking up.
They'll be like, dude, he hit you so many times.
Yeah, where is he? He's gone. He's been gone for a long time.
You were still falling down, and he was still hitting you. Like, we lost count.
Yeah. And so I met both those guys, man. They both did a USO tour and came out to Sicily. And really nice guys. Really. And Clay Guida was my favorite fighter ever.
Oh, yeah. I remember watching him. He was a badass.
He's fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
He's a psychopath.
Yeah.
But he's my favorite psychopath. But
you have a type.
Yeah, for sure. How about, is long distance shooting an Olympic sport?
It is not.
That'd be a cool one.
There's a lot of competitions for it. I think somebody shot it 3 miles recently.
No way.
3 fucking miles.
What's the travel time on that?
I think 2 miles with a 50 cal is 17 seconds.
You don't even know you're dead.
And these guys, so you do feet per second, but let's look at this. Okay, so feet per second. You and I got 300, you got a 300 Win Mag, yep. I got a 300 Weatherby Mag. Mine does 3,000 feet a second. I think yours is 3,200 feet a second. Yeah. Okay, so a mile is 5,280 feet. 2 miles is, that makes it 10,560 feet.
Okay.
Well, maybe my math is wrong. Then it takes three, it'd be 3 seconds.
Okay.
But that's for a, I don't know how fast a 50 cal travels.
So here's the thing, too, probably faster. Probably those are big bullets.
I don't know. I don't know if they go faster, they might hit harder.
So I watched an interview that Chris Kyle did talking about shooting a mile. And he said you have to take the curvature of the earth into account.
It was the Coriolis.
Coriolis, yeah, yeah. All of those things play. I can't imagine shooting 3 fucking miles. Like,
so when you shoot over, and even your dad told us this, when you shoot over 750 yards, the Coriolis effect starts to happen. And so a big part of long-distance shooting and sniper training is mathematics.
And that's...
And they have a formula. That's what your spotter's doing. He's doing fucking math.
He's doing the math. He's doing the wind. He's doing the doping. He's doing everything. And that is, in real time, hard to do. Like, if I didn't have a custom turret, and you're telling me, like, all right, hey, 1 mil dot is 1 inch or whatever, and I'm trying to figure out, it'd take me an hour. Like, I could not.
I'd put long-distance shooting in the Olympics. That'd be cool.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
So, anybody who has property, let us come out and shoot long-distance. We would really love to do that. Shout out to real quick in the middle of all this. I think we covered this pretty well.
I think we do shout outs and we fucking skin this pig.
Yeah. So shout out to Sam.
Yeah.
Cause you just got his bullets.
I did get
Sam's. And they're pretty.
McGuire Ballistics,
yes.
Machined solid copper.
Yeah.
I am so fucking excited to load them and go to the range.
So I gotta buy some too, and he's available to come on the show, right? He's willing.
He's willing, but what he said is, you guys are going to come back for a pig hunt, right? And I said, yeah. And he said, well, maybe bring your gear. So I think we'd have to take the podcast to him.
That's fine. We can do, I mean, it's aside from the mics, it's not a terrible amount of stuff.
No, but we could take the little mic stands. Yeah. And I think that the Airbnb we stayed in.
Yeah.
Set up the mics
at the table. That was a nice little place we stayed at.
But we could set up the mics at the table and kind of move it into the middle of the living room.
Yeah.
And I think we'd get decent acoustics.
Yeah. I think we'll set it up. I need to get with Neil to find out when he's available and see who wants to go back. And I hope Dirk wants to go back. I had a really good time with Dirk. I like him as a person. He's a really nice guy. I hope that he wants... I mean, even if he just comes to hang out. I mean, it was fun.
I don't know if he wants to, but I know Javi does for sure. He asked me, actually, if you had set up anything, and I said, I don't think he's talked to Neil yet. So
I have not, but I will.
Okay, let's do it.
And then, did you do our shameless self-promotions already?
The shameless self-promotions.
Oh, wait. So, Joe Rogan, I don't know how old this interview is, and I don't know all of the things, but glad you're still here, Joe. I'm going to say that. He had a guy on his show who did 25 years and 9 months in prison.
Okay.
Fast forward 3 to 4 weeks, they do a wellness check on this dude's house, and he's got a fucking head in his refrigerator. He's got body parts all over his fucking house.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So, and he was on Joe Rogan talking about how he's reformed and how he's this good dude now and all this shit. And,
no.
And I'm like, how the fuck does this asshole get on fucking Joe Rogan? But I can't.
You can't take... Well, because he fucking had heads and shit. Don't, let's not...
No, he got on Joe Rogan before they found that shit. So he was out of prison and doing this advocacy thing and talking about how he's reformed and how he's this good person and how all of these things make him a better person, blah, 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 blah. And then it, like, cut to a new clip. I might have sent it to you. I might have sent it to you on the gram. But it... Because, like, you know, the SpongeBob thing, like, 3 to 4 weeks later.
Yeah.
And then it was that dude getting arrested for having fucking bodies in his fucking house.
That's craziness.
It was insane. So glad Joe's okay, man. Glad that dude didn't try to make an example out of Joe.
Yeah, didn't make a skin rug out of him.
I don't know, man. Who else are we shouting out? We have so many people, man, and so many things to be grateful for.
Yeah, that's one thing. It's funny. I was talking to a guy on my job site today, and he was talking about a buddy who was going through a hard time, and he goes, you know, we just got to check in on him. And I said, you know, this guy just started. I said, it's funny you mentioned that. We talk about checking in on your friends.
Yeah.
And it's funny now. I I check in on a lot more people.
100%.
And there's a lot of people I think and look back and I go, you know what? I wonder how they're doing.
My dad checked in on me today and I appreciate that. I appreciate you, Pops.
Your dad checked in on me and made a joke about Johnny fucking Frostbite. I love it. I mean, it's awesome, but it's nice to see that like we are reaching out and doing that to people and people are doing it back.
Yes, 100%.
And like, but this is how it starts, right?
I mean,
you reach out to a couple people.
Yeah.
I don't know all the people that you know.
Right.
I don't know all the people that your people know.
Right.
And if people all start reaching out and checking in on people and like, but on the opposite end of it too, like if you listen to this podcast and you follow us, if you're in a bad way and one of us, if you're one of our friends or one of your other friends, you reach out and says, hey, how are you? Be honest with them.
Yes. Don't fucking sugarcoat it.
No, dude, you're not that tough.
The other day we talked about how happy we are.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about it, man. Like I was laying in bed, man, thinking about it. And I think that we're as happy as we are because we come on here and we get to vent. We get to air our shit out.
Yeah.
Like, good, bad, ugly, doesn't matter. We get to talk to each other like nobody's here. Like, we have these conversations like as if nobody was here. But we get to get the things off of our chest that bother us. That not everybody gets to do. You know, I get to bitch about my things that I don't like and or that bother me or that affect me, you know, and hearing them back, you know, I don't like it, but I can't preach it if I don't practice it. And, you know, our listeners get a very raw side of us, you know, when we're in our feelings or when we have too much to drink.
Yeah.
You know, but it's still the message. It's still, you know, I don't mind being checked in on, you know, and there's days I have bad days, you know, and I'm a guy and I'll put it on the front and tell you that I'm fine. And, you know, same thing as everybody else, man, but we got to get away from that.
I'll tell you, I'm the worst at it.
Yeah.
I'm the first one. If you check on me, I'm going to be like, I'm good.
I'm good. Yeah.
I'm good. I can be a mess.
Yeah.
I can be a fucking mess. And I'm getting close to being better about like reaching out and actually being like, you know what? I'm not so
good. I got this thing. Yeah, yeah.
But 100%. I agree with you. I'm the first one to put that wall up and go, I'm okay, how are you? My sister made a funny joke about me not too long ago. And she goes, you know, Jack, you could be on fire. and you would ask somebody, well, how are you?
Yeah.
And they're like, are you okay? You'd be like, yeah, I'm fine. They're like, you're on fire. Like, yeah, but it's okay. It'll go out in a second.
So I got a text today from a friend of ours who wants to get invited to Guy's Night.
Okay.
He's like, you know, I'd really appreciate it if I could come out. And I said, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, and he's a friend of ours, man. I'm not going to put him on blast, but he's one of us. He's part of our circle. And he was, you know, he's just like, hey, I'd really, really appreciate an invite. So I'm going to, we're going to do a guy's night.
Yep.
So I will extend the invite. And anybody else out there, man, like if you need people to talk to, we're around. If your circle... If you can't talk to your circle because you feel they're going to judge you or they're going to whatever, they're not going to understand you, come on.
Yeah.
Bring a bottle of whiskey.
Yeah, we'll get
it. we'll get to all your things and we'll drink and we'll laugh. And I feel better after everyone.
Oh, yeah.
And this isn't new for us. You know, we've been doing guys' nights for a little while now. And it's nice to have a genuine conversation.
Yes, sir.
Where you don't have to feel like you're getting judged. You can just say like, hey, I got this thing going or this bothers me or whatever the case. You know, it's healthy.
Yeah, it's free.
And we don't care. It's free, yeah. So I'll put that out there, man. And if you're one of our listeners who are like, yeah, fucking right, like I can't hit you guys up, you can. We talk
about our Instagrams. I've gotten zero DMs.
Yeah.
From most people that listen to us.
Yeah. I want your feedback. Like, I need to know that, you know, we're helping you guys or that you don't care or whatever. Like, if you don't like my opinion, I don't care. Listen to somebody else's podcast. But exactly. I think that's what everybody's main concern is that nobody wants to be judged.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, no, fucking, I tell you my whole life story on this fucking podcast, and if you think that you got it worse off than me, like, come tell me, make me feel better, you know?
For real. We'll all listen.
Yeah, so, yeah, man, I think we'll leave it at that, but...
Yep, my glass is empty.
Yeah, Tre Glazer. So, super appreciative, man, that everybody comes out and you know, I get to hang out with my friend and we get to have our friends on and it's good for my mental. I appreciate it.
Good. It's a fun time. It's a great thing to be part of, and I couldn't be more honored to be part of it. So.
Yeah. So, did you tell them what our instas are?
I told them our instas, but we'll do it one more time. Yeah. ShatteredWisdom_Jack, ShatteredWisdom_Jarrett. Hit us up.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to tell you guys. You're motherfuckers.
There we are.
You motherfuckers. So, hey, fuck you, Brad.
Yep, fuck you, Brad.
How dare you call and interrupt my fucking show? Yeah, man. So, I've been Jarrett.
I've been Jack.
And this has been Shattered Wisdom, and we will catch you guys on the next one.